This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. troops have seized control of Baghdad's main airport, about 12 miles from the heart of the capital. Iraqi counterattacks elsewhere against advancing U.S. troops have failed. Hundreds and perhaps thousands of Iraqi Republican Guard troops are reported to have surrendered to Marines southeast of Baghdad. Still, Saddam Hussein appeared on Iraqi television today and urged the city to fight back.
Dear people of Baghdad and people of Iraq, you are a symbol of dignity, and with God's help, you will be victorious. And they will be, God willing, defeated, overcome, and cursed.
Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Central Command Headquarters in Doha, Qatar. What happened at the airport, Nick?
Well, at the daily news conference at Central Command here, Brigadier General Vince Brooks provided more details of what was an overnight operation. The main airport is situated outside of Baghdad, some 12 miles from the city center. Residents around it are reported to have fled into the city because the fighting was so intense. It is said to have killed some 300 Iraqi fighters and destroyed many of their weapons. General Brooks said it was the 5th Corps which moved in on the airport at dusk.
And by dawn this morning, the coalition had seized the international airport west of Baghdad, formerly known as Saddam International Airport. The airport now has a new name, Baghdad International Airport, and it is the gateway to the future Iraq.
Now, the taking of the formerly named Saddam Airport is symbolically important, of course, but also tactically, because you can now fly troops and supplies right into the outskirts of the capital. Brooks said it's also important because the movement of government leaders is now blocked. They have to remain in Baghdad. There are reports from inside the capital that it may also have had a psychological effect, because you could hear the gunfire from the airport in the center of the city. So it's probably become rather harder for Iraqi government officials to continue, as they've been doing, to deny that U.S. troops are at the city's perimeter.
It would seem that what's next is the Battle of Baghdad.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, the feeling here is sort of hold your breath. General Brooks said the fighting was not complete, and in his words, that by any stretch of the imagination. He said people at Central Command remained cautiously optimistic because they've just seized an important piece of terrain, but there was no doubt about there being more fighting. He said it was too early to say what they'll do. He said Central Command officers anticipate there will be forces inside Baghdad who will fight when American troops enter. Maybe part of the problem is that there's still some mystery about what has happened to many of the Iraqi troops who have been fighting American troops on the southwest, southeast and southwest of Baghdad. There are still some behind the American vanguard operating in small pockets, and there are questions about why there aren't so many armored vehicles on the battlefield if the victory was so decisive. I mean, did the troops retreat into Baghdad to lay a trap? Have they quit the war and gone home? I mean, officials here just say that they're not sure. But if they're not in Baghdad, life must be difficult because you have thousands of American soldiers around the city's southern rim, and any resistors meet with airstrikes and heavy American firepower on the ground.
What about this suicide attack at a U.S. checkpoint today?
Well, General Brooks told us that it was, in fact, a woman who appeared to be pregnant. She stepped out of her vehicle south of Baghdad near a dam recently taken by U.S. Special Forces. As she exited the car, she was screaming for assistance. She appeared to be in distress, General Brooks said. And when American soldiers approached her, three of them were killed by the blast when her vehicle exploded.
And what's going on elsewhere in Iraq?
Well, according to Central Command and different frontline reports, Marines fought a pitched battle at Al-Qut, southeast of Baghdad, where they recently took a strategic bridge over the Tigris River. At one point, they mowed down a group of Iraqis who mounted a suicide charge against a tank with AK-47s. The Marines are now quickly moving towards Baghdad. There are news reports that up to 2,500 Republican Guard soldiers they were fighting surrendered in that fighting. However, General Brooks urged caution about those numbers. He wouldn't confirm them. To the west, in the city of Najaf, U.S. troops have moved into the center of this Muslim holy city to search for paramilitary fighters.
NPR's Nick Spicer at Central Command Headquarters in Doha, Qatar.